The works of Shakespeare have long been a model for contemporary plays and musicals. For instance, West Side Story, based on Romeo and Juliet. Kiss Me, Kate, based on The Taming of the Shrew. Now we have Offensive Shadows, which is a contemporary take on A Midsummer Night's Dream. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, was at the opening last night. She's here to tell us all about it, whether it was dreamy or perhaps a bit of a nightmare. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
The title we should probably deal with here. People may not recognize it as a reference from Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. How does this relate to this play?
The play, Midsummer Night's Dream, ends with a line from Puck, who is a mischievous fairy. After a night of comic adventures and mischief, he addresses the audience directly and says, quote, "If we shadows have offended, I think but this, and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while those visions did appear, and this weak and idle theme no more yielding but a dream," quote. Now, you know why I don't do Shakespeare. Read this stuff, but in acting, forget it. In other words, he humbles himself and the cast before the audience and begs their indulgence that if they don't like the play, to think of it as a passing frivolity, or at least no harm was done.
Well, there we go. Now we know.
Yeah.
Do we actually need to know A Midsummer Night's Dream in order to appreciate Offensive Shadows?
No. That's one of the many, many beauties of this play. But let me give you the background of Shakespeare's play just as a reference point. Two couples, Lysander and Hermia, and Demetrius and Helena, love each other. But there are difficulties, as there always are. Mm. The father of one of the young women doesn't approve of her chosen partner, and he wants his daughter to go with the other fella. Mm. Okay? The couples escape from this tyranny into the woods one night, and it's loaded with mischievous spirits and fairies. There is some partner swapping, aided by a lot of fairy dust. There's mistaken identity. I would attribute that to the fairy dust. But finally, it all gets sorted, and the couples who should be together are. Even the father is happy.
So how does Offensive Shadows connect to that original story?
Okay. Playwright Paul Dunn puts the play in a contemporary context and looks at the couples 5 years after the night in the woods. He has them retell the story in their own, the hippest, funniest, edgiest way. That's why I say you don't really need to know Shakespeare's play. Paul Dunn's play, Offensive Shadows, is full of the jealousies that hounded the characters before. The characters decide to have a reunion by going camping in the very same woods, and we see cracks in the relationships, not only between the couples, but also between friends. And there is no fairy dust in sight unless you can beer. So plenty of beer on this one.
Sure.
One of the men is an aggressive go-getter who always challenges people. He's with, and that also goes with his wife and his friends. He seems devoid of responsibility or attention to any other people's feelings. The other man is a sweet, thoughtful, and not aggressive, but is also considerate. The women are different as well, and it seems they would be happier if they switched partners. But Paul Dunn is a smarter playwright than that. He's a keen eye for the uncertainty in relationships, and he doesn't present neat answers.
You, if I remember correctly, saw this at SummerWorks last year. You gave it high praise.
I did.
Is this the same production, or has the playwright fiddled with it?
Alas.
Oh.
Horowitz here, you know. He has fiddled with it, and that's a problem. The main story is the same, but Dunn added a prologue spoken by Puck, the mischievous fella, and he's the main fairy in Midsummer Night's Dream. And from Puck's point of view, he's also talking to us 5 years after that night in the woods. Only his comments are directly related to Shakespeare's play, whereas Paul Dunn's play is something else. It's something else. So truth to tell, I found Puck's speech to be esoteric and confusing, adding absolutely nothing to the rest of the play. And the tone of it is melancholy in relation to the wit and dark humor of the main body of Offensive Shadows. I would like Paul Dunn to avail himself of the modern device called the delete button and stick to the play that he actually and first wrote.
How does the production do here?
Well, I think in this case, except for the addition of Puck, the cast is the same, and they are wonderful. Director Michael Shimada has kept the pace fast and the characters swirling from one partner to another without losing the humor or the heart of the piece. As Lysander, the go-getter hotshot, Mark McGrinder has a winning smile and a swaggering confidence that works really well. As Helena, Jessica Greenberg's timing is impeccable. She's a quick-witted firecracker. She plays the humor and the hurt with equal finesse. As Hermia, Kimwin Perenik plays the character's whininess with skill and without being annoying. Hermia is terribly lonely too, and it's very clear from this performance that it's not overwhelming, but it's so clear. As Demetrius, Jason Mitchell is upright, princely, considerate, and moving. And finally, as Puck, Andrew Kushner is melancholic and sprightly in a confusing part.
Offensive or not, would you recommend this play?
Yeah, I would recommend it. You know, Paul Dunn's a gifted writer who's never stops thinking and exploring the subject. The main thrust of the play is sound. Cut that prologue. The cast is gifted. Yes, of course I would recommend it.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.
Lynn Slotkin, our theater critic. She also publishes a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter. Offensive Shadows is at the Tarragon Extra Space through the 19th of October. That theater is wheelchair accessible.